From the Hebrew Scriptures, we hear from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 40. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem, and hear and cry for her, that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand doubled for all her sins. A voice cries out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. From the Gospel according to Mark. The very beginning of Mark chapter 1, we'll be reading verses 1 through 8. In the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, as it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight the paths. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locust and wild honey. He proclaimed, the one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandal. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. For you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Peace. Nations fight wars over it. Communities have feuds over it. And if you ever take the last piece of pie, your family will give you no peace. It always amazes me that bringing up the subject of peace can cause such major hostilities in some folks. What we're in need of is God's shalom, which is loosely translated peace, but means much, much more. It means harmony and wholeness and completeness and prosperity and tranquility. So with that kind of definition in mind, let me say a few words about God's peace called shalom, the peace to which we are called. First of all, I've got to admit that that kind of peace is elusive, at least for me. Of all the themes of Advent, hope, peace, joy, love, peace is the most difficult one for me. I keep asking myself, asking others, asking God, how can we find peace? Here's a few things that I need, and maybe you can identify with them. To have God's peace, which is shalom, we need to live in the moment. Live in the moment. Remember the phrase, the present is called the present because it's a gift indeed? I find that the present doesn't cause as much trouble as we think. I think our troubles rest in the past or form while we're worrying about the future. It's in carrying those burdens from the past and forming the anxiety about possible future hardships that anxiety devours us. The best approach for the present is to concentrate on your breathing. Smell the flowers with your nose. Blow out the candles with your mouth. It's a good practice physically, as well as emotionally and spiritually. To have God's peace, which is shalom, be thankful for everything you have. That means acknowledging the important parts of our lives that we often take for granted: our health, our family, our friends, our mind, our strengths. Aim to see what is good in your life and be thankful that you are here now. Help others see the value of gratitude and the realization that they have, what they have, is worthwhile. To have God's peace, which is shalom, radiate a caring attitude. Smile at others. Bring brightness into their lives. Share genuine goodwill and a kind spirit to those you meet and those you spend time with. Try saying thank you to that clerk in the store when the line is 15 people behind you. Your determination to intentionally care and bring a happy spirit into other people's lives will bring greater peace around you. To have God's peace, which is shalom, help others see that it's healthy to let go. Don't try to control things, mess with people's lives, or offer your opinion out of place. Let things be. Observe more. Don't allow toxic messages of negative people to reside in your head and bounce around in there. Whether such persons rule your mind or not, that's a personal choice, yours. But God's peace, which is shalom, comes from not letting other people determine your course in life. So let go of their demands, their expectations. Give others the hope and peace they need in letting go. Letting go is a good thing. To have peace, which is God's peace, which is shalom, offer a helping hand. When another person is down or lost or experiencing tough time, reach out to them and let them know they are not alone. Community is a powerful thing. Don't be afraid to be silent with them. Silence is often better than the answers we give, because often our answers aren't very good. Saying stuff like, well, it's God's will that this terrible thing. No, it's not. Those fires in California, that's not God's will. That's because we have set up our lives in ways that just aren't healthy. Taking advantage of the ecosystem. We say things sometimes just to try to answer problems. Some problems don't have good answers, my friends. Everyone is connected in one way or another, and good deeds come back to you when you least expect it. People's goodwill builds a healthier, happier community, and communities that join together make for a stronger, better world. To have God's peace, which is shalom, spend time with people you love. If you can't do it in person, do it on the phone, Skype on the computer, and recognize how much others have to offer you. Kindness, support, a listening ear, love. Think of love as an action. Do something that demonstrates your constant, unconditional love. Now, one side note, the flip side of that is that it's okay. It's okay to not be around some people. There are people I just can't be around. Their bad moods are not my responsibility. And you don't need to stay with someone who constantly brings you down. To have God's peace, which is shalom, practice giving to others. Generosity will improve others' lives and our mood. Find ways to give to others. Something as small as a smile or holding a hand, or something bigger like saying, I'm sorry. Let little things like that build up a foundation upon which peace can grow. To have God's peace, which is shalom, take time to relax. Balance in your life is important, and spending time resting and enjoying God's creation is important in maintaining our mental, physical, and spiritual health. Set aside time each day to do the things you love, whether you're by yourself or people who help you feel relaxed. To have God's peace, which is shalom, be your authentic self. When I was in seminary, the homiletics professor, Dick White, had a reputation, a harsh critic of everyone, an equal opportunity critic, we referred to him, as because he ripped anyone and everyone. For example, one student, trying to be funny, found an old sermon of his that he had done, turned it in as hers. Professor didn't recognize it as one of his old sermons, ripped it to shreds. So that was his style, okay? Well, in my last preaching class with him, the final was preaching to the class, and all the students had sheets of paper to critique you, and you were filmed. Now, one little side note, the pulpit at the chapel at the seminary was large, like this one. I did not know, though, it was movable. Never seen it movable. You could move it off out of the way so that they could have choir functions and such up there. I did not know that. Well, someone, the last time they moved it, forgot to put the pin in that held it. I'm the first one for that class, and I get up there, and you know me, I use my hands, right? I'm using my hands, and suddenly the pulpit starts to go forward, and I'm being filmed. I'm being filmed, and this is my final. And I just kept on going like nothing ever happened, right? Yeah, well, it came time for me afterwards to sit in that little video booth with the professor, and I was expecting the worst. He started with this comment: in order for you to succeed, you have to be you. What do you mean? I gotta be me. I am me. Let's start with your voice. Sing for me. Sing. Sing. You gotta be kidding. No, I don't kid. Sing. Well, not knowing what to do, what to say, what to sing, I started going, well, there was a lot of awkwardness in this before. I started going, me, 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 me. For the better part of an hour, he criticized my tone of voice, gave me voice lessons on which pitch to use as my speaking voice. I kid you not. You see, there was a day when I thought preachers needed to sound a certain way. To be impressive, of course, which is not true. And it wasn't my true speaking voice. And he ended that time with a statement that said, the world needs your voice, your real voice. Now, anytime you are real, and I mean really real, it's a lot harder because, well, you're inevitably more vulnerable. And my true speaking voice sometimes sounds like a 13-year-old boy going through puberty. It squeaks and cracks. In order to find the peace, which is God's peace, which is shalom, you and I need to stay true to who we are. Work on loving yourself with all your quirks and foibles. Accept your identity. Rather than trying to minimize your faults, we need to work on being ourselves and being the best possible version of ourselves. Now, John the Baptist set the standard, the way I see it, on being oneself. He was a witness in what he said, what he did, how he dressed, how he interacted with others. I think the only way we can come close to finding peace, the peace that we seek, is to be that witness. The world needs your voice, maybe more than ever. The world needs our voices, our real voices. The world needs us to be a mirror and reflect the light of God. Because if people don't see God in us, if people don't see us talking with God, walking with God, praying with God, loving God, they're not going to believe anything else we say or do.
Despite our great voices.
And no one will find peace. The world needs your voice. It needs my voice. It needs our voices. Sun City needs this church and how we welcome all and proclaim peace to all. To have God's peace, which is shalom, reflect the light of God, and be that witness God calls us to be. Reflect that light. Thanks be to God.